This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why, you know, we're talking about this, right? And of course, the world is going nutty out there. We know that. We've got the coronavirus thing going on, of course. Then we've got all kinds of stuff happening in our own country. Besides that, protests all over the place. Protesters out there protesting the lockdowns and the Nazi behavior that's been going on by so many local leaders. And many of your towns and counties are all locked up on the orders, the edicts from people who constitutionally cannot take away your rights. Let's keep that in mind. Take that and shove it, they say. Anyway, welcome aboard. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Trying to bring a little bit of levity to the seriousness of what's been going on. We had protests all over the place yesterday around the nation, and of course, some of the protests got a little hairy to some degree, but for the most part, people We're very, very good, and I laid down the message. I think this is just the beginning of the whole protest process, though. And I say process, let's make it a process. Yeah, let's keep driving this home to the local leaders that they're going to get sued, and the lawsuits are already starting to stack up, which is good. I'm really glad to see that. So when the lawsuits start to stack up, we're going to see some major, major problems developing. But in yesterday, it looks like the Pennsylvania non-essential worker blast Governor Tom Wolf. Why don't you stop getting paid? That was one of the comments that was made. Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina announced plans to relax the lockdowns. So some of the states are starting to relax it. More of the governors, we have Governor Cuomo, who's going to be going to the White House today. I don't really have a time frame on that, but we'll figure that one out. I know it's 10 o'clock right now on the East Coast. We have a whole bunch of other things happening out there. And, of course, we're going to be bringing all that to you. But the COVID virus business is kind of changing. Tom Cotton urging Breitbart radio listeners to boycott China over coronavirus. Now, I did have an interesting conversation, and I was looking for this in the store, and I haven't seen it. I like to run around and go to the stores and just have a feel for things, you know. Well, buy things, of course, but mostly the necessities. I've really just cut down to the necessities. Nothing extra, you know, for me. Nothing for you. It's just not necessary, you know, right now. I've got plenty of work to do. I don't need to be roaming around looking for trouble. But, you know, the basic nature is to sniff out a good story. But some of my people have been talking about one particular individual who's really a very interesting business. I'm not going to disclose it. But he was talking about the other day that he was in the store, one of the stores in his local community, and he was watching people look at the labels on things. And he concluded that people in his community are actually discerning whether things are made in China or not. And I don't, you know for sure. I guess we could have people come in or call in, 215-867-8255. We'll get the phones in the B block. This is the A block. We're still in the A block. And see if you have any things to say about that. I think it'd be very, very interesting. Very interesting to find out if that's the case. If you are discerning now, if you're a discerning person, and you are not buying Chinese products, you know, Amazon's hurting. You know, Amazon's hurting. I mean, look at the delay, 6 weeks sometimes. If you go on Amazon, you want to buy something, and you take a look at it, it's like, wow. You know, wow, what's going on with that? Anyway, just thought I'd throw that one out there. Are you buying Chinese lately? Just get it out, right? We got another particular interesting article here I want to share with you. This is we're not done just trampling all over Bill Gates. We're very much into the Bill Gates trample on new business. Cryptocurrency system using body activity data. Now, when I was in schools, we had a federal grant. It was about $2 million. Is it two or three? You know, when it gets over $10, you're gonna go 10, 100,000, million, billion. You know, it's just chump change, right? What was it? It was a little over $2 million. I'm trying to think here because it was a 3-year type of grant, and there was different calculations and stuff. And I think the number came over $2 million for the program. And what it was designed to do was to take the kids' metrics, health metrics. What are some of the numbers that were coming in from the kids themselves? So we gave them these little devices, and they were, I can't remember the name of them. Somebody will buzz me on that. But these little devices in which they would count the number of steps, the number of activities, heartbeat. I mean, it did the whole thing on the body, biometrics or something like that. Anyway, so it it was calculating basically how much energy and how far you walked and how long you were sedentary and stuff like that. Kind of clever little devices, and each kid was supposed to have one. So we'd give them the kids, and it was a tracking system. I didn't like it. Actually, I liked the money, but I did not like the test because I felt a little, weird about it. And here I am tracking the kids' behaviors. Then we give them all iPads, and the iPads are basic links into their homes. I mean, you can turn the cameras on these iPads, right? You can do that. Anyway. So cryptocurrency system using body cavity data is the connected dot here to that story. So this was some research that was being done on our part. We were contributing to it. They paid us, you know, a couple million dollars over 3 years, supposedly. And now that wasn't a bad deal, right? So now there's a patent on it that's been released. This is kind of interesting. I'm going to play a little clip that goes along with it. It's a YouTube. This is an introduction for the whole system. And playing the music going on here. This is about...
And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
System using body
and deceiveth
activity
them
data.
That dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
A little disturbing, huh? This is about this. This is about the. This whole
it's
thing.
It's impossible
with,
to deny that the nations of the world are fast
to
moving
this.
Towards the.
This is about the patent. A patent by Bill Gates to track every little thing in your body, including money. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this idea that there's a patent now that's been filed by Bill Gates. Patent pending for Bill Gates. Cryptocurrency system using body activity data. This is from the abstract. Human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. A server may provide a task to a device of a user, listen to this, of a user which is communicatively coupled to the server. A sensor communicatively coupled to or comprised in the device of the user may sense body activity of the user. Think about this. And this goes to this biometrics thing that we were doing as a grant. This is 2010. The federal government, and basically the federal government ran surveys on student activities, their behavior, and it was being tracked. All data was being tracked. And then this data was brought into the government, and guess who ends up with it? Bill Gates. That's where this all came from. But it wasn't just the students that, you know, they ran these grants, and they had to get these grants out under the Obama administration early. I figured this out when we applied for the grant. Hey, this is a big one. There's a big one. Managed to keep the schools open, actually. It says here, the cryptocurrency says that body activity may be generated based on the sensed body activity of the user. The cryptocurrency system communicatively coupled to the device of the user may verify if the body activity data satisfies one or more conditions set by the cryptocurrency system and award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified. Do you guys understand what that means? If you do good things, it by way of the server, they will reward you with cryptocurrency. If you're doing good things for the environment, if you're doing something that's environmentally good, you're lessening your carbon footprint because it ties right into the carbon currencies, right? Then, oh, you're going to get cryptocurrency. No need for fiat cash. So this is taking ATM cards to a whole new level. They're going to implant these things and embed them in you. That's what this is all about. I'm going to go back to this video. It's kind of strange. They're on to this video. On this video, this is something that just came out on YouTube about it. It's a very biblical course. You're listening to it beforehand. But they're talking about cryptocurrency here. Let's see what they got.
That are integrated with the economic system. They are being introduced in the form of RFID smart cards and mobile phone-based digital platforms that make it not only possible to store data about every facet of an individual's life, but also make it possible for that individual to interact in every conceivable way with every other entity in society, be it human or corporate, public or private, with other citizens, or with their government, and in financial, social, and bureaucratic ways. These integrated cards and systems, in their various forms, have been endowed by the government implementing them with lofty characteristics, such as creating a culture of sincerity, or of providing the authentic single source of truth on personal identity.
My administration will complete a central master population database, which will be the authentic single source of truth on personal identity in Kenya,
of setting up a society of credibility and integrity.
I'm sorry. What did he say? We're going to go back and replay this. This is the Kenyan leader. I don't know what his name is. But they talk in the clip. There's a video clip of this, or a picture of the story. Quote, the authentic single source of truth on personal identity in Kenya. I don't know about you, but I think this imperfect world is comfortable for me. Perfect in his eyes. Yeah, not yours, anybody else, you know. I like my imperfections.
My administration will complete a central master population database.
A central master data population base. That's what his administration is going to do.
Which will be the authentic single source of truth.
The authentic single source of truth. Can you imagine Obama with this? Could you imagine Dr. Fauci with it? Or Bill Gates, which, by the way, oh, I'm sorry, this whole patent is about Bill Gates.
On personal identity in Kenya.
Personal identity in Kenya. They're testing it. I don't know the date on this. I know the date of this production. It was April 2020, April 18th, just a couple days ago. I don't have the date on this other stuff, though. You know, that's the thing about they're playing these things. It's got to be fairly recent. That's the only thing. Okay, let's go on.
Of setting up a society of credibility and integrity and of giving identities to invisible citizens. This is not a case of random nations choosing to implement newer technologies for the benefits of their people. It is a defined, although rather covert, global agenda, the finer details of which are buried in the often vague bureaucratic language of the UN 2030 Sustainable Development Goals.
Shocking! Shocking! Now, of course, if you don't know 2030, when they came up with Agenda 21, Nancy Pelosi, hello, her fingers are all over this. This is a Nancy Pelosi activity. You're now being Pelosi. Break out the ice cream, please. Let's walk through the feces, go into the apartment, go upstairs, and break out the ice cream. Enjoy the ice cream flavored feces of Nancy Pelosi. That's what this is. Now, Agenda 2030 is a modified Agenda 21. See, they realized that they wanted to make sure that certain points, I guess you'd say achievement points in their process of Agenda 21, which was total globalization based upon sustainability. That's fundamentally what it was. And in controlling all aspects of your life. They realized a couple years ago they weren't going to make some of those timelines. So they modified it and came up with Agenda 2030. Now, in other words, they bumped up the dates. They wanted to go a little bit more aggressively. With Agenda 21, many of their guidelines were set for 2050. Now they moved it 20 years earlier to 2030. So that you can really, it's only 10 years from now. So the Agenda 2030 plan was adopted by the United Nations. And this is what they're talking about here.
Kenya, Saudi Arabia, Argentina, Venezuela, China, France, Iraq, and the Philippines are a few of the countries who have stated their objectives and who are leading the way in implementing biometric identification for its citizens, tied in with access to the economic system and private and public services. In fact, even in certain states of countries, trade organizations, charities, and even the European Cycling Federation, of all things, have objectives which tie in with these global goals for the year 2030. On another front, biometric data collection is also in widespread use by the UNHCR, which has been busy registering millions of stateless refugees in a global biometric ID database for people fleeing from civil wars and persecution.
Remember the immigrants that were coming across the border? The caravanning coming across the border? All of them have been verified here on this system. What about all the immigrants that were, the refugees that came out of the Middle East into Europe, flooding Europe, right? This is what they're testing here. We're showing pictures. They're showing pictures in 2015. What was going on in 2015? Well, you can see. You can see what was going on.
In places as diverse as Chad, Syria, Ecuador, Uganda, and Myanmar, such registration makes them eligible to receive financial and medical assistance, employment possibilities, housing options, and to participate in other UNHCR schemes.
Okay, now when he says schemes, what it means is this. If you're in that database, you say you're living in America and you're in that database, you're going to get top priority. You are. You see, this is what goes on in California all the time. We've been talking about this. We've been raging about this. If you're an illegal foreign national, you get priority on everything. That's because they've got these identifications already out there on them. So in the banking system, everything, these guys get top priority. And it's the illegal foreign nationals. And listen, you can't blame the illegal foreign nationals, but you can blame the people behind the system that want to create this. This is Bill Gates. Now, he wants to give everybody a chip to have the identification factor. These guys are maniacal about identifying everything down to your chromosomes, your genes, your and mine. They have master databases collected of everybody's genome already. There's companies out there that do nothing but that test for and capture people's DNA all over the world, from all over the world. There are genetic gene banks with your genes somewhere, being primarily in Indonesia. I can tell you the company that does it, actually. There's companies that do this. It's fiendish. But they are collecting everybody's chromosomes. You know, there's one thing that they, as an example, are they doing it right now with the swabs for coronavirus? You bet they are. Every time you give up a test for a coronavirus, you're giving up your genes. They're going to use that on you somehow. But they'll have a collection of your genes, which will allow them to basically know everything about you. And that's what this is about. Pretty serious stuff.
Such as resettlement or repatriation. The rhetoric is always that being without an ID, specifically a biometric ID, means that you are without an identity and you won't be able to access what the system is offering.
Get it? That's just my point. I haven't seen this video. Access denied. So if you don't have that real ID, pretty soon if you don't have that chip, access denied. If you're not in this worldwide database, access denied. See, they've been doing this for a long time. You know, they've been doing this for a long, long time where they've had access to a whole wide range of things as populations can be controlled. You just don't realize it. Try credit scores. I mean, when you start matching up people's credit scores, you know, it's very easy to push people out by populations or by ethnic groups or by citizenship status. Now, one of the things we always hear about in terms of from United States citizens living in California is we hear about college lack of enrollment, lack of business opportunities, lack of credit. It seems everybody else gets credit if you're a non-citizen. Seems like everybody gets into college if you're a non-citizen. Better business access if you're a non-citizen. All these things have been stacked up against citizens living in California, United States citizens. just to name a few. They're already doing it, and they have been doing it in more of a primitive way. This is much more of a diabolical scheme, obviously.
As one of the Congolese refugees put it, I can be someone now. I am registered globally with the UN, and you'll always know who I am. Other countries which have recently introduced biometric payment cards and systems include France, Japan, and Italy. With biometric payment cards predicted to be generally rolled out globally in the coming years, starting in the UK and Europe, with hopes that in the future, biometric payment cards could be used as state, city, or national IDs as well, by providing both a picture and a fingerprint as ways to authenticate the cardholder. And this is not to mention India, which has over 1 billion people registered in its Aadhaar biometric identification system, and which is now being used together with fingerprint sensors in point-of-sale technologies, in addition to ATM transactions. The emphasis by one of the leading companies pushing biometric payment options, called Fingerprints, focuses heavily on making the process of registration an experience, fun, and something to get excited about, and offering a range of registration scenarios that cater to all demographics, and make sign-up as all-encompassing as possible. While most Western countries continue, for the time being, to use a more sophisticated rhetoric to appeal to people's perceived sense of free choice in the matter, at least the Gambia is being a little more frank about its position towards biometric data control. We want to make very clear for everyone living in this country, we have rules and regulations that people have to follow. We want everyone to follow the due process to get every Gambian registered. Be a good citizen and enroll now. As we move closer to 2030 and the UN deadline for this registration process, we're pretty confident that we'll start seeing a lot less incentives and cajoling, and a lot more open warnings and threats as incentives for people who have thus far resisted the change. This pattern of incentives and financial discounts for services if people sign up is evidenced the world over. But there is always a cutoff point for when it becomes mandatory, and the same thing will happen with this biometric linked payment technology and eventually the microchip implant. Adding to the global and covert nature of this agenda, there is the anecdotal evidence that the state transport system in New South Wales, Australia, started to use a global number for their employees in 2017. And in Argentina, when you top up the credit on your RFID chip transport card, the receipt includes your global identification number. These biometric technologies are underpinned by what is called the blockchain, as well as being ever more submitted to the control of artificial intelligence. In China, we see the portent of the future, where the internet in China acts as a real-time, privately run intelligence service, thanks to a massive police surveillance apparatus powered by big data and artificial intelligence, and where President Xi Jinping has set the goal to achieve global leadership in this high-tech area by 2030. Saudi Arabia is also investing heavily in artificial intelligence and its utilization across both the public and private sector, going so far as to give citizenship to an artificial intelligence-powered robot named Sophia, which in Greek means wisdom. Interestingly, Sophia is also the first non-human to win a United Nations award to champion the United Nations 2030 Sustainable Development Goals in Asia and the Pacific. Now, as the saying goes, he who has the information has the control. And here we have two despotic world powers vying for this control of knowledge and wisdom in the touted knowledge-based economy of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. This is just a small sampling of information regarding what is happening with advancing the biometric cashless agenda that is propelling us toward the literal fulfillment of prophecies about the mark of the beast. As you can see, we're not in the realm of speculation anymore. We are witnessing with our own eyes the implementation of a global system that ties to it each individual and that proclaims that without this registration of our biometric information as a personal identifier, we shall not only be cut off from access to services in society, but we are not even going to be considered as having an identity as a person at all. This is already the case in China, where if you dare to criticize the government or commit a host of other offenses, including the most trivial, you risk lowering your social credit score, being cut off and blacklisted, put on the list of dishonest persons, and banned from public transport, air travel, educational opportunities, and in some cases, even having your pets confiscated. The nations of the world are already falling over themselves to offer up their citizens as an act of worship to this artificial intelligence-run beast, enumerating people as if they were mere data sets. So we're already seeing an inkling of fulfillment of Revelation 17:13-17. These kings of the world have stolen what rightfully belongs to all. They told us that they own it, and then they force us to abase and enslave ourselves to their rules in order to receive some kind of material benefit. But these unjust stewards and their management are coming to an end. We must remember that to God, we are not a number. He is aware of when a sparrow falls to the ground and aware of every hair on your head.
Well, we're going to stop it there. I think you're kind of getting the drift of what's going on here. The master race is upon us. In this fiendish scheme to gather data, big data, metadata, as Obama used to say. All being gathered up, all being swooped up to control you and make you a non-person. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, we're not Agenda 2030. We're Agenda 21. America's 21st century agenda. Keep that in mind. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back. Hello. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Ready. So much for the coffee. I'm gulping it down as I get on air here. Yes, Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. We're going to be selling Agenda 21 Radio Coffee here pretty soon, so we'll let you know about that little keynote out there. Anyway, we got just so many things to do here, so many things to happen here on Agenda 21 Radio. Cryptocurrency. Just thought I'd let you know about that one. Isn't that amazing? You know, what is going to happen to the future of everything we've got going on? I'll tell you what. It's going to be an interesting set of circumstances. It's going to get more interesting in the months ahead. Yep. I want to jump into one of the people I've been talking to is a business owner with restaurants. Plural restaurants. And David Burke, celebrity chef, is on Fox News. I'm going to jump in on this real quick.
I'll bring back the glass truck. You can eat outside in a glass truck. We'll figure it out. Yeah. And we also have, luckily at David Burke Tavern in New York City, we have four different rooms. So we can seat one room for, you know, eight and another one.
So you've got contingency plans. Well, I know you're on social media a lot. Maybe we'll go on Instagram later this week. I'll cook with you at the tavern, and we'll bring some food to some of the medical workers. I know Riverview Medical Center in New Jersey, you've done that already. Yeah. And then maybe we'll bring some to my co-host, Sandra. We'll cook something up for her.
That would be good. And you can go to chefdavidburke.com and check out our cooking videos with my puppet. And we're bringing some joy to a lot of people that way.
All right. You got to lift spirits any way you can, Chef. We're thinking about you, and a lot of people in your industry are hurting right now. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
And Sandra, Sandra's going to get some food coming her way. We're going to cook for her.
I love the optimism, Chef. We'll figure it out, he says. All right. Meanwhile, the transportation industry cutting service across the board and taking a major hit amid this pandemic. When millions go back to work, will the trains and buses be able to keep up? David Spunt is live in Alexandria, Virginia, with more on that. Hey, David.
Hey, Sandra, good morning to you. Well, I'm standing in front of one of 19 metro stations in the D.C. area, completely closed because of coronavirus. When things finally return to normal, it's going to be a very difficult sell to get hundreds of people to pack into each other on a train or a bus.
You put people on a bus, you put people on a subway, you put people in a retail store. Then you're going to see more infections. You're going to see that infection rate rise, and then you're going to be back to where we were.
I don't think so. That's just my opinion.
The Metro Transit Authority in New York continues, Sandra, to deal with blow after blow. At last check, 68 people working for the MTA have lost their lives. More than 2,400 subway and bus employees are COVID-19 positive. The MTA asking for another $4 billion from the federal government to keep the company afloat.
$4
billion. $4 billion was an initial estimate of our operating budget loss, and it was conservative given the information we had at the time. March 17th. At that time, subway ridership was down 60%. It's now down about 95%.
Here in the D.C. area, the story is just as grim, Sandra. Ridership down 92%. That is just in this area. We're seeing this all across the country. The big challenge for many, as you can imagine, from Boston to New York to San Francisco to Washington, is how to move forward, get these people to have confidence in mass transit. Because certainly, Sandra, things are going to be a lot different when things return to normal.
Jeez. billions of dollars than New York wants for subways. I mean, that just, you know, shows you how expensive it is to run a business there, right? Or transportation, anyway.
Amid the pandemic, how COVID-19 is impacting higher education, that's coming up.
Oh.
Plus, with sports still on hold, why fed-up fans are now going after Major League Baseball, its teams, and ticket sellers. Coming up.
Anyway, lots of things going on out there. And, of course, we're going to keep you abreast of everything that's going on here in Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to really focus in on some of the things that are going on with New California because it's put up or shut up time. You know, we're kind of really kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with Mr. Cuomo, actually, that he's supposed to be showing up here at any time in the White House, or there's some sort of thing going on with that. So we're going to be monitoring that. In the meantime, we'll kind of switch gears here and I'll try and get over to Fox Business and see what is the deal in that world to see what the numbers are. And I didn't get a number that was, I think the market is down. Here we go. I think the market is down, and I know that the futures were down at one point. Yep. Dow tumbles 500 points as crude historic sell-off worsens. Ah, so we're doing the whipshaw thing. I want to say this is going to be a big thing that's going to continue to resonate throughout the markets. What's going on with, you know, what is going on with the oil markets right now? They're down 504 on the Dow. The Nasdaq is down 193, and the S&P is down 59. That seems to be ringing true in a big way right now. I'm going to try and get back over here to another session here. See if we can't chime into Smith. Smith Varney is on right now. And see what he has to say. The market is just being pummeled by, again, this whole thing with oil. I mean, people aren't driving the cars, right? Listen, people aren't driving the cars, so no need for gas. People are not getting in crashes. No need for a hospital, right? I don't think they figured those things into the equation when they started this whole mess. See, that's why the death rate shows everything. And they're reaching for as many different type of death rates as possible. And that's why this whole thing, we talked about this USC study out there for antibodies. They're not going to get the high death rate in California because I think we all had it before.
Coming into because this is, they're heavily invested in oil. Is it a serious problem here?
No question. Heavily invested in oil, a lot of the donors to the big programs to allow them to compete, whether it's Oklahoma State or Oklahoma, Texas, you think about that right away, University of Florida. A lot of the donations to the program come from the outside, and that could be it. But I just understand, too, that's a little bit like the challenges you have every downturn. I imagine after 2008 or after 1988, there are some downturns in the economy and hit a recession, harder to raise money. I think the bigger story is, are they going to have football? I mean, right now, college football coaches and ADs, they met with the vice president, and they said, well, they pretty much agreed that if you can't have students on campus in the fall, you can't have fall football. Well, what's the big deal? Football and basketball fund almost every other program. Yeah. What does that mean? It means you can't cut women's programs because of Title IX. You cut men's programs. So the University of Cincinnati already did it. They made an announcement. We missed the NCAA tournament. No more men's soccer. No more Division I men's soccer. If you don't play football after you don't play basketball, it's going to be carnage.
That's extraordinary. That really is a whole lost year. And a whole lost year for the careers of these brilliant young athletes. And here's another story. I want your take on this. I've got a report that says only 53%, say half, of scheduled major sports events will take place this year because of the virus. That's an enormous number of canceled major events, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking at they're looking at sport by sport how they would do it, saying they got on top of it, saying you got a vaccine, saying you got a therapy, saying that we just keep it at bay and bend the curve. I mean, hockey, for example, go right to the playoffs. The NBA, so that means there goes a third of the regular season. The NBA might start June 1st. They might have five days to warm up. play a few, about 10, 15 regular season games and go right to the playoffs. So there goes some more games. Baseball's already missed a month, right? Almost a month. So baseball's out. So that's another 60, 80 games. Then you have preseason football. You can count that in August and September. That's basically destroyed already.
Sure.
So there's a lot going on.
Look, you know that I follow English soccer very, very closely. Their season has been shut down, and a lot of the smaller clubs in Britain are going to just go out. They're bankrupt. They're finished. They're not going to play a game again. Do you think you could say the same thing about some American professional sports team? Could they go out because of this?
Minor league, sure. I mean, I can't forget about the MLS, by the way, a rising league. They can't afford to miss many more. They're just starting to get momentum now, and they need those ticket sales. The NFL doesn't need ticket sales. Baseball does. MLS does. So that could be problematic. The minor soccer teams, the USL teams, that could be it. I can't see professional sports leagues doing it because there's so much to invest in because they know they're going to get their money back. But you know better than that. The other thing to keep in mind is the 2022 World Cup. You know, it was all scandal through the Middle East. Qatar got it. You know, they're using slave labor to build their stadiums. Well, they're getting to the bottom of it. There's talk about the 2022 World Cup coming to America.
Whoa.
So you think about that.
Yeah.
So that would be something else. It would be a major story had we not been in the middle of this pandemic. But soccer would come back blazing big time here, which would be a nice shot in the arm.
20 seconds. I'm going to watch that virtual draft on Thursday, I think it is, because the mock virtual draft didn't go terribly well. I think it'll be a lot of viewers just to see, can they pull it off on Thursday night? Right, Brian?
Hey, here's your challenge. The XFL did it already. Brand new teams, brand new organizations, brand new players. They did it. They should be able to pull this off. John Elway said, we got off to a rough start, and then it got really smooth afterwards. Why not? They used to, but go back to the 1970s with the phone, making a phone call, catching up to guys in their parents' living room, reminding them that if they want to play pro football.
So much for athletics in the United States, huh? Professional sports and everything else being affected, colleges and universities. A lot of people haven't put this together yet, but, you know, I used to be a school administrator in charge of pretty big athletic programs. And I can tell you that here it is, it's spring has sprung. And a lot of planning, you know, for the fall seasons, and of course, they're exactly right. It works this way in secondary schools that if you want to pay for your other sports programs, you have to have the big ones that pay the bills. And the big ones are usually men's basketball and football. Sometimes the women's programs are starting to catch up in a lot of different markets. For the most part, it's a men's football and if they're really well-run programs. Now, there's been a lot of devastation to various athletic programs throughout the nation, and that's been a deliberate process, especially we've talked about this on the show, the tearing down of American-style football, where a lot of schools have replaced American-style football with soccer, kicky-de-ball. And, of course, how's that working out? Doesn't work out real well when you cut those kind of programs. That's we need to protect American-style football and American-style baseball and everything else about America because they want to destroy it. The globalists do. That's what this whole coronavirus thing is about, guys. It's about the globalists tearing every bit of Americana down. This is an attack. This is war right now. This is the effect of war. It's an effective war so far. But we will overcome it, and we'll be stronger for it. But we've got to get our businesses open. That's why I say you need to get out there and open your businesses. I know several people that I've talked to have reopened their businesses in defiance, and no one's saying anything. But we're getting this. We're getting now where they're talking about they're going to arrest people for violating curfews and everything else and coronavirus issues in Sacramento, California. Shocking. That's not a surprise. Got to figure out who the mayor is, Mr. Communist, totalitarian himself. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.